Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. For several years, the Federal Reserve has claimed that consumer prices were rising less than 2% annually. This has been contradicted by reports issued by the Department of Commerce's Bureau of Labor Statistics, showing higher increases in the Consumer Price Index, the Producer Price Index, and the changes in import and export prices. What the Fed is using for its claim is the Personal Consumption Expenditures Report. However, even that statistic has now shown to be a lie. 5 days ago, the BLS released the latest Consumer Expenditures Mid-Year Update for the 12 months ended June last year. To be clear, this analysis covers consumer units, which may include more than one person, as opposed to only individuals in the other report. But similar to the report that the Fed relies upon, this also tabulates consumer spending. This new report states that the average consumer unit annual expenditures were 4.0% higher for this period compared to the year before. Food, housing, apparel and services, transportation, healthcare, education, and entertainment were each higher from at least 3.5% to 14.9%. Only two categories showed a decrease. Cash contributions were down almost 12%, and personal insurance and pensions fell by less than 1%. The catch-all category of all other expenditures was up almost 6%. The largest component of the decline in cash contributions was from a fall in contributions to charities and other nonprofits, excluding religious and education entities. While I don't know, I suspect this occurred for two possible reasons. First, when people are spending so much more on life's essentials, they have less left over for discretionary expenses. Second, since the huge increase in the federal standard income tax deduction took effect at the beginning of last year, many people no longer save taxes by making such donations. The important message to learn from last Friday's report is that the Federal Reserve was lying to you when it claimed that low increases in consumer spending justified the 9 interest rate increases since December 2015. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.